I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us communion. Bread, juice, reminders. Reminders of what I deserve. Reminders of what I've been given freely that I don't deserve. We have bread that's broken and torn up into little tiny pieces that reminds us of Jesus' body that was brutally beaten, shredded, torn, because that's what I deserve as a rebel against Almighty God, who has committed high treason against the King of Kings, a glory thief. I want the attention that he deserves. I want the praise. I want people to revolve their lives around me. I'm totally self-centered. God is the one who deserves all the praise and all the glory. When I steal his glory, I'm a thief. And what I deserve for high treason is death. The wages of sin is death. This bread, little pieces of bread, reminds us of Jesus' body brutally torn and broken, because that's what I deserve. The juice is a reminder of his blood poured out on the cross that flowed from this crown of thorns beaten into his skull, the nails that pierced through his hands and feet, the spear that punctured his side and went into his heart as blood gushed out. This was for me. That blood is the blood of the sacrificial lamb that washes this sinner clean. That's what this is about. It is reflecting on, remembering on what I deserve, that I ain't getting because he took it in my place. This is a reminder of what I do get. This is just also a little foretaste of the feast. Bread, wine, two of the things that are at the feast, the basic staples of life and celebration. We're invited now, because Jesus took my sins, we're invited to his table. And we just get a little taste today, but we look forward to the feast where we have a place. As saints, we have a place at his table. We're invited to the feast, and one day, we will all, the saints from all the ages, will be seated around our King's table, feasting with him, enjoying his presence, no longer through a glass darkly, but once face to face, in the real presence of the risen Lord Jesus, human now throughout eternity, because he took on flesh and blood to save me, and now he, in his humanity, is seated at the right hand of his Father in glory, and he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And he's coming back to take us to be with him. So this is a look back. Communion is a look back to what I deserve that I'm not getting, and it's a look forward to what I don't deserve that I am invited into. If you're a believer in Jesus, this is for you. If you're not a believer, you can let it pass by, but I would plead, implore, invite you, why not believe? Why not throw yourself on his mercy and receive his grace? He's holding it out right now today to you. I have grace for you right here, right now, today. Would you receive it? Simply own who you are. I'm a sinner. I know what I deserve. I would like to receive a gift I don't deserve. And simply receive that gift. He's holding out his grace to you today. As we serve you bread and juice, I'm just going to invite the Holy Spirit to come and be at work in this room as we meditate, as we reflect, as we listen, as we seek to know him. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks and take that together. Lord Jesus, thank you for the amazing treasure of the gospel. precious beyond imagination, that you, God the Son, would take my place, lay down your life to save a wretch like me, to set me free from guilt and shame, so that I could be invited in, cleansed, purified, made holy, clothed in your perfect righteousness. Jesus, we come to you and simply receive and simply say thank you. Thank you for taking my place. Thank you for laying down your life so that I could know what life truly is, lived in relationship with you. Thank you for your body broken, for your blood poured out to save a wretch like me. We now receive a good gift from your hand and say thank you. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us a new drink.